Okay, thank you very much, dear guests, dear colleagues, and ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for the opportunity of talking today in front of you about A Coruña's experience. A Coruña is a medium-range city of Spain. We have like 250,000 inhabitants, and we are the head of an urban area that has like 400,000 inhabitants. We are in this Atlantic corner of Western Europe. We are a peripheric city, but at the same time, I think we are well connected with the global economy. We are a dynamic city, and we have some well-known companies that are based in A Coruña, but they operate worldwide. So, A Coruña now is facing the same problems or the same challenges that every Western European city at this moment. Increasing the age of the population and also the social cohesion of the city. When I get to be the mayor of the city, the city was paying still the consequences of the global crisis, and I think one of the most purposes of this term has been trying to secure social cohesion, taking into account people who were poor or who were facing the consequences of the crisis. So in 4 years we became the city with more social waste of Galicia, like 100 euros per inhabitant every year. So we became, I think, a city worried about social policies and social justice. I think we did this in two ways. I mean, trying to secure a minimum wage, a minimum income for everyone in the city, and trying to secure also the services for everyone, public services for everyone. So, in shortly, three or four experiences that focus on these principal aims. We were able to approve the first social income in Spain, so we tried to give to every family who needs the money enough to secure living, housing, to secure food, to secure clothes. Now we have hundreds of families that can live with this social income, city social income. We try to also reduce the taxes for people with low incomes. We reduce the taxes for water, for another public services, and also we secure some facilities for everybody, like electricity, heating, and water for everybody. So if they can't pay, we make arrangements with the companies so they don't cut the heating or the electricity to the people. So we, from the city council, we can afford these expenses. Housing. We focus our policies in trying to secure affordable housing for everyone, and first of all, trying to work with homeless people in terms of building new shelters, but also working with these people in the shelters, not only giving them a place to spend the night or to sleep, but trying to initiate the path to a normal situation for these people. And on the other hand, we are trying to secure rights for everyone, equal rights for everyone. Okay, I think we are all very committed with the consequences of climate change, with reducing our footprint, but also I think we have to be worried about how to distribute the consequences of climate change in the social arena. So if everybody is going to pay the same price for reducing the climate change, or if this goal is going to affect everyone in the same way. So how to distribute equality this goal on the society? I think we have to do more affordable public transportation for everyone, because if not, we are going to affect their lives, their jobs, and so on. So we are reducing the price of the public transportation in the city, and we made public transportation free for children under 13. So we have also social profiles to access to the public transportation for free or very cheap for people who can't afford the normal price. And also the green infrastructure. Okay, I'm finishing. We are designing the green infrastructure of the city in terms of reducing footprint, carbon footprint, but also in terms of equal right of access to this green infrastructure in the city. Finishing, I think that if we want to achieve the goals of the United Nations for this century, if we want to the GDS, we have also to doing from the cities, and we are working in our urban agenda, in an urban policy that can achieve these goals from the local to achieve the global goals. Thank you very much.